Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Let's hit you with a little British Open update. Scottie Scheffler on the prowl, baby. Scottie just reined in like a 25-footer for birdie. Scottie now tied for third place along with Matthew Fitzpatrick. Both of them are 6-under and out on the course. Brian Harman this morning fired a 65, carved that place
DH.
Up. He's tied at first at 8-under with, I believe that is Hao Tung Lee. I want to let Tischler tell it, but Mitch and I had a wild experience with Hao Tung Lee in Augusta that may have included the middle finger. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, what?
We got to get Mitch on to tell the story. It's incredible.
But you say who did what with the middle finger? He did that to y'all?
I'm going to let Mitch tell the story. If Jeff ever stops talking to him, though, we're going to have Ricky Irvins join the program. Letting everybody know, today is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and now you can get Scotty's Vodka in select Virginia ABC stores. Go check them out. Fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to Mr. Ricky Irvins. Rick, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, man? Why would a bald head man be going to see a barber?
Listen, hold up. Listen to me. Now, that's what I'm about to address. So you forgot that I got this beautiful beard, right?
Man, you could do that yourself, man.
I might not have hair on my head, but I'm going to LA tonight, so I'm going to get cut up for it, bro. So can I get it cut up?
I got that. Come on, I'll do it for you.
Ricky, I think you should go and enjoy yourself. You should not deal with this man, Mr. Mitchell.
Hey, just when he said it, I got to hook up with my barber. I'm like, dude, you don't have no damn hair.
I knew he was going to say something, too. When I rolled out there, he going to say something. You ain't got no hair.
A lot of stuff I want to ask you about, Ricky. I want to start with you. I don't know that all the fans know this, but every NFL game, there are people that work for the league to make sure the uniforms are up to NFL standards, right?
Right.
You and Raven Caldwell do that. Ricky and Raven every week.
R Square.
I love it. See Ricky and Raven
one
sitting in the press box.
One maniac and one laughing dude.
I mean, you got a bunch of media schlubs and then Ricky and Raven who look like they could still play. Ricky's got bigger biceps than my head.
And, you know, the funny thing about that is that when you're in that media room, you can't make no noise, right? You know what I mean? You can't cheer for your team.
That's why I don't like sitting in there.
My first time with Tony McGee, we did something spectacular. I'm you know, cheering. No, you can't do that. Oh, damn.
Right. it's funny when B has to be in a press box because you just clearly hate it.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
But I hear people doing their little stuff for their team. Why the hell I can't do it for my team?
It's fair. But, Ricky, I wanted to ask because, I mean, you literally are in charge of making sure the uniforms are correct. What do you think about the Commanders rolling out the Super Bowl era alternates, the ones you and B used to wear?
You know, I think that's cool. I think it's all right. But if I were to go back to that time, I didn't like the uniform.
Really?
I like the red jersey when we go play the Cardinals.
Because he wanted to have stuff like that USC crap.
And that white, listen, I'm a uniform person. Like the black ones we have with the skin, with the Commanders now, love it. But back then, the socks was messed up. I had to put white socks on and put those red and yellow on at the bottom. And I was getting fined for that. And not knowing that I was getting fined. So I hated the uniforms back there, man.
That's funny used to get fined, and now you're the guy in charge of the fines.
Yeah. But see, Ricky, you wanted to have everything close to that USC crap. That's the problem. And the whole thing about it, listen, man.
I just wanted to look good. That's all.
I was sharp in it all the time. I don't know what was wrong with you. I think the pants was too short. You had the little short legs, so you didn't look right for you.
There you go, talking crazy.
Talking with our friend Ricky Irvin's here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning equipment in the DMV. Ricky was a third-round pick in the 1991.
Ricky might get something thrown at you talking about you don't like the uniform.
1991 NFL draft by the Redskins. Ran for almost 700 yards in his rookie season and won a Super Bowl ring. All right, another question that maybe you'll like more. The team has announced they're going to retire Art Monk's jersey. Are you fired up for that?
Man, it's about time. They should have done that a long time ago. I'm serious. Every time I say, I was like, why now? I mean, okay, that's cool. We got a different regime. They understand.
That's why they're doing it now. The other people were little idiots.
Yeah, I'm like, this gonna make okay. Well, I'm glad it's being done though. Now this gonna be great. So I can't wait for it November 2nd, man. You're gonna have everybody out there.
Yep.
Because you know what's funny that about look, quick story about him is that I used to hate Art Monk. You know, I was a Cowboy fan. I'm sorry, guys, but I was a Cowboy. I'm sure a lot of folks were. But
you lose a lot of fans.
I hate the uniforms. I hate Art Monk.
Listen. The way that Art used to wear his uniform, his jersey, they flap all nasty and everything. And I said, I hate the way he run and everything. It was just disheveled and everything. And then I get here, and I'm in the locker room with him. I'm just looking at him. I just watch. I said, Art, I used to hate you. I said, man, the way you wore your uniform, man, I hated that, man. But you're a nice dude. I'm sorry.
What'd he say to that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he was quiet. He was like, oh, okay.
like he didn't give a damn.
Yeah, he was doing his thing. He had a Jerry curl, too, just hanging out. Like, all that was going on, man. I was like, it just don't look right.
So, Ricky, you're telling me you show up in 91. You're a hotshot rookie running back out of Southern California. Art Monk, at that point, is a 10-year NFL veteran with 2 Super Bowl rings. And you rolled into the locker room and said, damn, man, I used to hate you.
Yeah, man, because it was funny because I'm next to Art Monk. Like, man, I used to hate because I didn't really like the Skins at the time. I was a Cowboy fan. Keep that in mind. So I'm like, and they used to kill the Cowboys. So I'm going like, man, I used to hate y'all, man, especially you because you just ran you didn't tie your shoulder pads down or something. It was just flapping everywhere. I didn't like that. You look at Dorsett. He was always clean and everything.
Oh,
so.
Lord. You know. I didn't know you worried about the wrong damn stuff, Ricky. I would not been your friend if I knew all that.
Yeah, I knew you would have. It's all good, though.
In 25 career games against Cowboys, Art Monk went for 1,400 yards. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yo, but Art used to torture the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
He was a silent killer, man.
He didn't say a damn thing. I mean, I think that's why people respected him so much. Art worked, didn't say nothing. Okay, he'll give you a little smile. Like, you had to say something to him for him to say something to you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You got to speak to him.
But when it was third down, you knew he was running that comeback, 18 yards, back to the sideline, and nobody could stop it.
And you know we're going to do it, though. That's the point.
Yes.
Yep. No one can stop it.
Yep, totally.
You know, Rip is going to roll out sometimes and throw that 99 at no one can stop it.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah, it was fun back then, bro. I ain't lying.
That's why they bring them jerseys back, Rick. You need to start liking them now.
I'm happy for it. Don't get me wrong now. It's just...
Let me call Josh and say, hey, man, you know that Ricky Irvin dude don't like the jerseys, man.
I just hope they have different socks, that's all. Because those little yellow, that orange and yellow stripe, in the middle...
Hey, bro. That's burgundy and gold, man. Get the colors right. Okay. What the hell wrong with you? That orange and yellow, that sounds like USC.
My bad. I'm sorry. But so in the beginning, see, back then, we didn't have no presentation for uniform inspectors. This era, they do. So they understand that why they getting fined. Back then, I had no clue, because had I known that, they wouldn't be taking that damn $1,300 on my damn I'm like, man, what's going
good
on?
Good for you.
Where I need to be at?
Ricky, let me ask.
Rick, I did tell you about the socks before, dog.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said, dog, they're going to fine you for that. And you're like, I don't like them.
Okay, yeah, you probably did say that, but I was like, well,
and,
we'll see.
$1,300, if you notice, I never got fined.
Well, what more and more guys started doing is coming out in one thing pregame, and then when they come back out to play is when they're up to code.
But now you get fined for pregame, huh, Rick?
Yeah,
they fine you in pregame.
No. You don't get fined for pregame.
You get warned?
You get written down. You get warned just to let you know, come out acting like a man now and be straight. And they do that, and then because again, everybody gonna dress how they want you during pregame. You hot, it's a hot day. You want your belly showing. You want all this stuff going on. You want all the skin showing. That's great, but once you start that game, you got to be in compliance.
Ricky, can I ask you something? I've never thought about this, and I don't know if you were doing it then. Were you doing the uniform gig for the league when Sean Taylor was playing?
No, that was I started in 2013.
Okay. I wonder what.
But Clinton was still playing, I think. He was getting fined all the damn time with those damn stripes.
Yeah. Would you.
Hell yes.
What were those conversations like?
Well, it wasn't those just, hey, he getting fined. Write it down. Once you see those stripes, you say, once Clinton wear those, it's a wrap.
But they're probably looking for him at that point because he kept doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
I love my money too much. They weren't going to give me.
Yeah, that's like, dude. Listen, I don't understand it because again, man, I usually start off with the conversation like when I do a presentation with them. This presentation's for everybody, but it's really for you little rookies because I said these vets gonna do what they gonna do. That's it. But if you go to Neiman Marcus and you like buying a shirt for like 7 G's or a pair of socks for 7 G's, then that's cool. Then it's don't worry about it. But if you don't want to do that, please listen up and dress just like this. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but the thing, like other teams, like I know when I was first moving here, your socks would roll down all the time, and you get fined if you don't pull your socks up in time. Like Rick would get tackled and his socks get pulled down. Rick wouldn't pull his socks up. I'm like, dog, they're gonna fine you for it. You didn't pull them up. That's probably why you got fined.
Well,
but you know what other teams do? They take your socks and they sew them to the inside of your pants.
Mm.
So right at the bottom of the knee. And then you put on what you do. You get your ankles taped, pull your pants over that. Then you wear another pair of white socks over that, and get it like spatted. And you don't have to worry about your skin showing ever.
Yeah, but a lot of times they do. They just wear tight.
Yeah.
You know? And guys don't give a damn about the money. They just show their skin, which just drives me nuts. I'm like whatever. I get that. I write names already down before I get there. I already know it's gonna be on my list.
I mean.
Today they reported the training camp. They had the conditioning test. I was telling JP about the test that D-Boy used to have us doing. Tell him about your time when you almost fell off the treadmill.
Listen, first of all, I have never done a test like that anywhere. Or been on a treadmill, period, for that matter. So this was new to me. Gary Clark was great at it. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how he was, but he was great at that. But my first time, man, we had to do it for what, 10 minutes?
12 minutes.
12 minutes. And, man, yeah, I tried to stay as long as I could, man, and try to be that dude. But I had to, like, tap out because I was about to fly. Dude, my heart was about to explode. I'm about to hit the ground. Yeah, that was crazy. I'm glad we didn't do that no more.
Oh, man.
Just because of the treadmill, or was it how long it was?
No, how long.
How did he do it though? How did he set that up? Because
we started at 5.5 miles, I think 5 miles per hour for 2 minutes. Then he pumped it to 5.5, then to 6, and 6.5, and 7, and 7.5. when you hit about 6'5", I saw D-Boy put his arm out. And I'm like, what is he doing? And then all of a sudden, I saw Rick back hit his arm and he caught him. Bruh, if you're not a treadmill guy and you get on that thing, and like even like the DBs, they used to start at like 6'5". So they ain't finishing up at like 8'5".
I know.
So if you're not accustomed to it, it will get you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you not jog? I feel like didn't you break like a 70 yarder as a rookie? Like you obviously had the speed.
Most players don't run on no treadmill that long. They do the 200, interval. 400 like that. Yeah. But we wouldn't do no mile. Hell no, man.
Dude, I'm a sprinter. I'm not a distance person. I do that one burst, I'm gone.
That's crazy. 100
yards, I'm there.
Right.
You run a mile, we got problems, bro.
So they reported today when your first training camp, what was going through your mind?
This is funny because it has to do with B. Now, understand this, y'all. NFL, college football, right? They're two different things. So I believe the NFL, they got hitters. They got big grown men up there, so they're going to hit harder, right? So I made sure, first of all, when I got to the locker room, I thought we was going to be in shorts for the first 3 to 4 days. I didn't know we was going to be in full pads the very first day. So that just blew my mind. So as guys are getting dressed, I said, okay, I put my pads. And I put all my equipment in. I got my thigh pads. They are huge. I had hip pads. What I do? He said, Rick, all of that's coming out. Humidity? Oh, my God. I didn't know what was going on. The first 10 minutes, I was struggling. I was like, what is this? First time, he said, man, I'm trying to tell you, all that's coming out.
I said, dog, you coming off. I said, all that stuff coming off. He said, nah, dog, this is how we do it. I said, I'm telling you, dude, all that crap is going to come off.
Dude, and I was trying my best to, like, just prove you wrong, but I was like, nah, this is different out here. I don't know what it is, but I can't breathe. Something's on my chest.
Ricky Irvin reports the second practice of NFL career naked.
Oh, man.
Absolutely, bro. It was that bad.
Yo, that had to be a shock to the system. D.C. in August, two-a-days, heat, humidity, coming from L.A.
Yeah, I wish he would have said something, because all we have is dry heat and you got the smog. That's all you have. You know.
I tried to explain to you, dude. You didn't want to listen. You that little young dude that knew everything. I let you figure it out yourself.
I know. You right. I ain't gonna lie.
Ricky, the only
I'm
other
I listen now, though. I tell you that. I ain't gonna lie. I listen now.
The only other thing I wanted to ask you about.
I didn't know what was going on.
What do you make of the McLaurin situation?
Man, this is frustrating, man. Because this guy has put his heart, his heart on for all 4 years, right? This is 4 years for him?
No, this is like 6, 7
He was
now.
Drafted in 19.
Oh, damn. Oh, come on now. See, this is ridiculous, man. Especially when I just saw my man from the Jets get paid.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to wake up, man, because this dude he's the heart of this damn team. He's tough. He go get it. He's great with the alumni. Man, he's everything you want in a football player.
Yep.
He's passionate, man. Go pay that man his money. Like my man said all around us, pay my man his money.
Kaiser Sose, baby.
Pay that man his money. yeah. What's going on? Are you going back to L.A., you said? Just a little vacation?
Yeah. I got to go back. I'm leaving today, tonight at 8 o'clock. I got to go back. One of my teachers is turning 100 years old. She wanted me to come to her party.
That's so cool.
That's a damn blessing, cool. That, dog.
I know. I said, man, I didn't know she was still alive, to be honest. I was like, she's still alive? Oh, okay,
don't tell her that part.
Yeah. Don't tell her you forgot about it. You didn't check up on her, dog.
So the party's tomorrow. So, yeah, we're flying in tonight.
You still have a lot of family back in Cali?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Rick thought he was going to move back to Cali. I told him he's going to love D.C., man.
I know. Listen, Gibbs said the same thing. I told Gibbs, remember, you went there because you were a rookie, but Gibbs told us, the rookies, He said, you got, hey, I don't like.
Hey, Rick, I've been knowing you for 30-something years, but you don't curse a lot. Now you just dropped 2 S-bombs on the radio, dog.
I think we're just having a great, you know, drinking some beer right now. That's what I feel like we
do. You don't even drink beer, Ricky.
It does feel like we're just hanging out.
He said, I know, but it feel like it. So you said when you're drunk, you say whatever you want.
There you go. And you know that.
Rick, so we don't have to hit the dump button one more time. We're going to let you go. Have a great, safe trip out to California, dude.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All right, boy. Take care of yourself, man.
Look forward to seeing you, man.
Yeah, Brace, I say what's up, man.
Yes, sir. Same thing with you, man.
All right, man.
Enjoy the barber. The great Ricky Irvin.
That boy's a fool.
That was an all-time conversation. Yeah, I hate those uniforms. Damn.
He went for the juggler, dog.
He did. Very contentious situation here in the office about potato chips. Ben Standing at 1 o'clock.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was a wild ride with our guy, Ricky Irvins. I've been knowing Ricky a long time, bro. I have not heard that many come from him in 30-something years, and then they popped out today.
That one made me laugh.
I guess he meant his business when he was talking about today.
If you missed Ricky, you need to get on wherever you get podcasts, get on the Odyssey app, iHeart, wherever you get audio, go listen to that interview because that was a wild ride. A couple things I want to make sure we make time for. This NFLPA thing. Lloyd Howell has now resigned.
Yep.
Increased scrutiny over a number of things. It seemed like sometimes you try to outrun the storm and sometimes you just can't.
You can't.
There's a lot going on with the NFLPA right now. What are you hearing? What do you think? As somebody that was a rep for a long time.
I was letting things go because I know the players, the executive committee has stated, let them do their investigation. I have to believe once they did their investigation and they saw things and whatever, the stuff I've heard that has transpired, they felt they had to make a move. So what else do you do? You have to resign ahead of that. For me, this is the problem with a lot, just like that caller that called us. And Doc, I wasn't arguing with him. I was just telling him he was wrong. People like to get involved with sports because it entails a lot of money. But the person that didn't play the game doesn't think like the person that played the game. And the stuff that I've heard that has happened and transpired, a player would never have done that. A former player would have never sided with the NFL to hide salaries and hide the findings of a court from players that are playing now. So that's, to me, is sickening, okay? I tell these players that are playing now, listen, educate yourselves on what the business of football is and not just the actual, oh, I'm getting some money. Understand what can get you. So you had a guy side with the NFL on hiding or trying to stop salaries from going up? What the hell is that? So you make sure moving forward that you got somebody, if they're not a former player, they better damn well understand the plight and of the former player. You know, Gene Upshaw wasn't trained to be a lawyer, but he was educated as hell about what was going on in football, and he will fight to the end for guys. What just transpired, that should never happen. And I understand the league is powerful. Everybody is always trying to chip things down. And they felt, oh, we could get him. We could chip down to them. Make sure you got somebody that no matter what, they're going to fight for you.
Yeah, man. This whole thing with the NFLPA, Howell said in his statement of resignation, I suppose, "It's clear that my leadership has become a distraction to the important work for the NFLPA advances every day. For this reason, I've informed the executive committee I'm stepping down as executive director of the NFLPA and chairman of the board, effective immediately. I hope this will allow the NFLPA to maintain its focus on its player members ahead of the upcoming season." So what do you have going on over there? This collusion stuff that came out, that the NFLPA was aware of the league colluding against their players, that feels like a burn it all down thing. Like, you cannot allow that if you're the players' association.
Yeah, and you can't allow that if you are supposed to be leading these men against. And you're their representation to go against this, the owners. And you decide that it's okay to withhold information from them? That's BS.
How the allegation that you're saying, Howell struck a confidentiality agreement with the NFL 6 months ago that hid from players the details of a January arbitration decision that included league executives urging team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation. What? You got to be on the absolute opposite side of that.
You know what that tells me? Lloyd came from Wall Street.
Carlyle Group, yep.
Okay. And this is the thing that I think athletes fight for or fight against their whole lives. Because you play a sport, everybody that does everything else, I explain the thing later, but they always feel they can pull the wool over the athlete's head. That wasn't discussed with athletes. Because if it was, they would say, nah, dog, you better not do nothing like that.
Well, B, what makes this so shady, there's also a report that he was sued for sexual discrimination and retaliation. To me, the resignation, firing, whatever. So there's a report that he struck a confidentiality agreement with the league that hid details that urged executives to reduce guaranteed player compensation,
yeah.
Right? That's terrible. But then you wonder, why? What's the hook? ESPN reported last week that Howell was working as a paid part-time consultant for the Carlyle Group, one of the league-approved private equity firms seeking ownership in NFL teams. So, like, why are you going to collude with the league to try to keep guaranteed money down? Because you're in on it on the back end.
See, that is why you got to make sure, like, what John Thompson always told me, you got to have somebody watching the people that work for you. Not one guy doing all your stuff. And I think the problem is people don't respect the athlete very much. They think that all, and a lot of them do. So if any athlete that can hear my voice, or anybody that knows athlete that can hear my voice, stop being the dumbass jock that they think you are and educate yourself on the business, like I said, of football. And educate yourself on everything that pertains to your money, your insurance, everything that you're supposed to get, need to get, can go up, whatever. You make sure you educate yourself on it. Because the people that have not gone through what you're going through, all they want to do is capitalize off of what you're making. You got to make sure you protect yourself and protect what you can get. Yeah, that right there. And I know there were people that questioned this move. And I was like, get a guy a chance.
You were. Because so D. Smith was the head of the union for a long time.
I thought he would handle the money better. Well, you know what I think now? I think somebody probably planted him there to get him over there to help out the group he's working with.
Listen, man, we don't know. To be clear, we're only reading off what has been reported. We're not alleging anything. But it stinks. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is. It's hard to look at a report that says they hid the details about trying to push down player guarantees. Oh, and by the way, and he's a paid consultant for this group that's trying to buy into the league. Buy into various teams.
And oh yeah, wow, yeah, that would be a distraction, right? That's conflict of interest.
Yeah,
at the highest level.
At the highest level.
And if you're trying to hold down salaries and guarantees, and you're working for a group that's trying to get into ownership, that is definitely conflict of interest.
Totally, dude.
Players, the next time y'all go to the table, go to the table with a fighting mindset. Not with just let them get half of y'all, a portion of y'all to say what you're going to get. No. Everybody got to improve. Everybody got to get more.
It's just wild how the league operates, dude. So Good Morning Football was an awesome show, right? Mm-hmm. They taped it in New York City, where they all lived. They moved it to L.A. Now the show is pretty disjointed because two of the dudes are still in New York. It's on Zoom. There's like this big rotating cast. You know why? So they taped it at the SNY studios. SNY is the cable outlet that airs Mets games, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that's accurate. Maybe I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate. They moved it to L.A. just because that's where the NFL Network studios were. They just didn't want to pay for studio space. You're the NFL. You're the NFL, and you're going to flip this thing on its head over studio space? I get it's New York City. I'm not saying it's cheap, but, like, you're the NFL. This is about studio space?
Nah, it's too close. They might fall, stumble upon something that they don't want out.
And then listen to this one. So I don't know if you watch it. Red Zone Channel with Scott Hansen. We'll get a lot more opportunities this year because the Skins are in primetime all the time. Red Zone Channel is awesome. If you can lock in 3:30 to 4:30 on a Sunday to watch Red Zone, you're living.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Hansen does a tremendous job.
He does.
He says of his negotiation, so his contract was up, there was quite a knockdown, drag out negotiation, but I'm thrilled to be back. There was a time I thought, I don't know if this is going to happen. It was not my intention to kind of go that direction, but you have to be willing for that eventuality or that possibility. We started talking before last season. Once the season hit and we hadn't reached a deal, I said, I got to focus on football. I'd like to think I've been good for them. A reasonable mind should be able to come to an agreement here. However, the NFL, as they are wont to do, they are very tough negotiators.
They do, just like the four-letter network normally would do. They are such a big entity where they feel, yes, you're worth this, but we think you're worth half of that.
Right.
You know? And you have to get to a point where you got to find a way to go at it. Collusion is collusion, bro. And I think the lawyers that are around the PA, you better get your ducks in a row and get ready to fight and bring everything in their face and stop allowing them to dictate to you what the hell you should do, because your player, like your constituents basically just care about the money they're going to make. That's other money that's being left on the table because they don't educate themselves enough to know that. Executive committee better educate the hell out your players. Okay? If hell with getting rims and a certain car, you can get multiple ones for the money that you'd be leaving on the damn table. Go get it.
Go get it. When we come back, giving away Nelly ticket.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. About 15 minutes, you'll hear from Ben Standig. Right now, you're hearing some sandstorm. Chris Russell's in there, quite melancholy. Kind of weird how upset Rooster seems. I guess he went for a walk, and it's ruined his whole day. Landville, you and I need to settle something. I'm a very differential person. I like to allow people their space for opinions. But your opinion on the best salt and vinegar chips on the market is just patently wrong.
Others would say objectively correct.
Utz salt and vinegar chips are the best salt and vinegar chip on the market.
Fake news.
Period.
They're terrible.
Second.
You're with me, right, Jeff?
Second best.
What do you say is best?
I like the, what's that, Cape Cod? The kettle ones.
Yeah, I don't like those. The kettle stuff's too crunchy, man. Kettle chips. Utz salt and vinegar is the best salt and vinegar on the market.
I'm not going to agree with that one, but they're good. They're okay, but they're not the best on the market.
That is correct.
The kettle chips are the best chips out there.
Nah.
False. Yeah, Jay.
Too crunchy.
Nah, Jay. No.
They're too crunchy.
Get you some Cape Cod sea salt.
You want chips to be crunchy. I like everything to be. I don't want no damn chips to be too soft.
There's no way it's Lay's, Lamphill, what you said.
I said hers.
He said hers, yeah.
Okay. Hers is one thing.
Hers is always good.
Hers, Old Bay cheese curls, elite.
They're jalapeno cheese curls. They have pizza cheese curls. Hers is just elite across the board. Unlike Utz.
Are hers and Utz both from Pennsylvania? They make a lot of chips up there. And Snyder's, I think.
Snyder's of Hanover.
Snyder's has good pretzels.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, Miss Vicky's.
That's crunchy.
Miss Vicky's for sure.
Pretzels are crunchy.
I'm not the biggest pretzel guy. I like those flat pretzels. I had to buy those at Giant this morning.
I'm a soft pretzel guy.
You're just
like...
soft in general.
Jeff's got a soft pretzel.
Something wrong with his name, bro.
All right. My one seed of salt and vinegar is Utz. What is yours, Brian?
It's not Utz.
Jeff, you can take these callers because this is probably potato chip talk. This is July 18th. Lanville, you say hers?
Hers.
But I don't have as much of a problem with you liking another
Actually,
brand.
The Lay's are better.
The Lay's are better than Utz.
It's a crunchier chip than this one is.
It's just that you say that Utz are terrible is where I have beef with you.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're too abrasive. They cut up the roof of your mouth. Zero out of ten.
Do you like other Utz chips or all Utz chips you're done with?
I don't think I've had another Utz chip.
God, you couldn't be.
I think Miss Vicky's has one too. They're good.
That's some bougie potato chips. I don't like bougie potato chips.
JP.
I like regular.
You are the most bougie guy I know.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
You like to play that little exterior. Boy, you got some snooty little ways, dog.
Hey, Chuck online too agree with you, JP.
My guy. Chuck. You here for the Utz?
It's Chuck or Dad.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, the Utz is the best of the best.
Me and
the
this
original.
Dude. Bang. Me
you're
and Chuck.
You and JP both crazy.
That is my favorite chip there is. Utz salt and vinegar. Ainsley likes them. She calls them sour chippies.
Sour chippies.
I don't know, man. A lot of crazy
I like
people.
The dill pickle more than I do the salt and vinegar.
You like the dill pickle chips?
I like it better than I love salt and vinegar.
Man.
Because like those are very, that salt and vinegar is very faint.
You think that's faint?
Yeah.
I like the
dill pickle is way better.
Hold on, you eating dill pickle chips?
Yes. Dude, when I was young, I would take the actual pickle and put it inside the damn chips and let the juice get on them. That was better.
AB, I'm judging you. I judge my mom because she eats dill pickle sunflower seeds. That is the nastiest
flavor to me.
If I
have those dill pickle sunflower seeds on and I'm on a golf course, if you're behind me, you're going to have to move up. You're going to have a little bump on the green.
I have a feeling I'm going to get clowned for this, but I love bread and butter pickles. The sweet
joints. Those sweet pickles?
Yeah. They're awesome.
Nah, they're not.
Only sweet pickles I eat is relish.
That's gross. That pickle, they shouldn't even call that pickle.
What? Relish?
The one you're talking about.
Bread and butter pickles?
Mount Olive bread and butter pickles,
put them in the refrigerator?
It's too damn sweet. It's too much sugar on that.
Bread and butter pickles are horrific.
That should be on a sandwich or something. That's not something you just eat by itself.
Oh, I can just crush them.
No. If a bread and butter pickle is on a sandwich, it ruins the sandwich.
I think if a regular pickle's on a sandwich, it ruins the sandwich. I like a dill pickle. I like it here and there. I like them to be cold. We've talked about how temperature is important. I like my pickles cold. Are you good with room temperature?
I like room temperature cold. It make me a difference.
I also like my pickles to be a wreck. I hate when they're like floppy.
Classic ones that are even more crunchier.
Now people are calling. I don't know what they're calling about. Chris is in Culpeper. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Love the combo. Y'all are talking about chips. I have a bag of chips for y'all that I don't think a lot of people know about. I'm sure they do. They're my favorite. They're between Lay's and like a kettle cooked chip. You ever heard of Munchos?
Hell yeah.
Those are so good.
I'd rather Munchos than any chip out there because it's not greasy like everything else.
They're like $3 a bag. You go to the grocery store, it's like $7.99 for a bag of Doritos, and you just see the Munchos. Usually you can't find them because they're hidden.
Yep.
I grab two of them some bitches and put in work, sir.
But you know about the Munchos, they only have one flavor.
Yeah, they only have one flavor. That's exactly right.
They just have plain Munchos, nothing else.
Brother, they're always quality. You never had a bad Muncho. And you put them on the sandwich with a nice
turkey. I've seen Munchos. I don't think I've ever had
Munchos are the best chip. Because, like, I don't like chewing chips, and I know my veins have been, my arteries and veins have been clogged up.
All right. I like Pringles.
You got to get them,
Munchos seem more air fried to me.
All right. I'll try some Munchos. Yeah. You like Pringles?
Yeah.
A good snack. They sell that little, like, half can.
I like the thicker Pringles, though.
I didn't even think they made thicker Pringles.
Yeah, they have thicker ones.
You ever had Shebangs?
Huh?
You ever heard of a chip called Shebangs?
Nah, I never heard of it.
Shebangs?
Well,
the Ricky Martin
had a
song?
Chip the other day, and they said it was spicy, and I did not believe it was spicy, and it damn near took me out.
Which is really?
The Utz?
I was playing golf with. I don't know who I was playing golf with. Might have been
probably
Greg.
Duncan.
Now, was it a chip or was it a bag of chips?
No, it was a bag of chips, and they say very spicy. And you know, everything says it's very spicy. I took the chips and went, but I ate every one of the chips now. I ate every one of them. I had to fight through it. I'm telling you, dude, almost put me down.
Let me try to get these callers in. Bobby, what do you like chips-wise? Chip talk.
The green bag.
Utz, baby.
Chips are, chips are made to be crunchy. They're crispy.
Well said, Bobby. Dwayne is in Silver Spring.
They're not good, man.
Dwayne, chip talk. Go.
Yo, yeah, Jeff know what I'm talking about. This is a DC thing. Hey, B-Mitch, you ever eat the Martin's Red Hot Chips?
I've seen those.
I never had them.
Oh, yeah, they good. That's my favorite one.
Pepsi, man, that's it.
I don't know about what the Pepsi.
DC thing.
Yeah, like the chips I had the other day, I'm telling you, it's the hottest thing I've had in a long time.
Was it these, B? It might have been these Martins. Never seen these?
It wasn't Martins.
Okay.
No.
Wherever you see Martin's being sold, you can also get Rock Creek Soda. Thank you, Dwayne.
Exactly.
Ed Towson, you get to conclude chip talk. What do you got, Ed?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Look, man. I'm a Southern boy, so they sell them in the corner store. Half them chips y'all was talking about, they don't sell it at the corner store. They don't look like a store. It's Wise chips. Wise salt vinegar.
With the owl
it's
on there?
Yeah, Wise are good.
It's the owl.
Love dead white cheddar popcorn.
Yo, man, those are munchie chips right there, bro. Those are corner store chips. When you got the munchies, that's what you got, salt and vinegar. Straight up. Y'all be good.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you.
Jeff, you sure you don't know about the Wise? He said it when you got the munchies.
I know about the Wise.
I said I love – that's back when I was younger, though. Those I think they came in a blue bag.
But yeah, dude, like a bluish green bag. Yeah. And they got the owl on there.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, exciting news. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy. Wednesday, July 23rd, that's next Wednesday, at Jiffy Lube Live. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/event.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.